This podcast is a partnership between Money Radio, WPSE, and the Knox Law Firm. The Knox Law Firm is a full-service law firm that has provided practical solutions to businesses, families, public entities, and nonprofit organizations for over 65 years. Their clients include a wide array of businesses, public entities, and nonprofit organizations, as well as individuals and families. They strive to always understand your needs and fulfill them in a friendly, responsive, and cost-effective manner. Joining us today is Brian Seelinger, an attorney at the Knox Law Firm's Erie office. Brian specializes in business and tax law, employee benefits, and public finance and bonds. Brian, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Brian, can you tell us all about your background and how you found your way to a legal career?
Certainly. I am an Erie native, a product of both the public school system and cathedral prep. And throughout my life, I've had a number of different experiences, first as an entrepreneur in the technology sector. I went back to school in my 30s to earn a bachelor's in finance, an MBA, and then from there started to explore a finance career with the trust department of a regional bank, and in that process earned a chartered financial analyst designation, a CPA license, and a number of other related designations. During COVID, I decided to actually go to law school, graduated, passed the bar, and I've been very fortunate to find Knox. Knox is a tremendous law firm with a complex practice, very smart people who, like myself, love Erie and Northwestern Pennsylvania. So it's really been very fortunate for us to have found each other.
Brian, you have had an interesting background. I'm anxious to learn more. How will your extensive and varied experience help clients looking for legal counsel?
That is a great question. I think first is I have a very wide breadth of experience. I've run a business. I've worked in other segments of industry. And that provides me with a wider viewpoint or point of view, if you will. So I don't necessarily have a tunnel vision when it comes to trying to solve issues for clients. Sometimes it's referred to as nonlinear thinking. Not all problems necessarily require legal solutions. However, most solutions have legal risks. So being able to navigate those two sides of the same coin can be very useful. It's also important to recognize that various advisors to businesses, whether they're CPAs, bankers, attorneys, or just inside of a particular industry, all have different communication styles and different vocabularies or vernaculars, if you will. And with my experience, I'm very comfortable transitioning between those languages, if you will. So oftentimes you will have two advisors to a business and they're really saying the same thing, but they just don't recognize that everyone is stating the same thing. One of the great overlooked advantages of using an attorney is the attorney as a counselor. So I like to use this as an example. Most professionals that you deal with have interests that are in competition with your interests. As an example, when we look at, say, a realtor doesn't have a very strong incentive to maximize the price that you pay or sell when you purchase real estate. They're only paid for the completed transaction. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's the nature of those professions. However, if you are in a transaction and the purchase price varies by $10,000, to the individual realtor at a 6% commission, that's only $600. It's not enough where they're going to fight and necessarily give you a 100% honest opinion. Attorneys generally don't have that conflict. I'm very fond of saying a good attorney will do exactly what you tell them to do, but a great attorney will provide another point of view and challenge you, making sure that you've truly thought the issue through and all of its ramifications.
Brian, what legal areas will you focus on at Knox Law?
There are a number of different practice areas that I'm involved in, but I think what will matter most to your listeners are the practice areas involving finance. That could be business and tax, mergers, retirement plans, or estate planning. However, money and finance issues tend to cut across all legal issues. That's why we as people and businesses tend to hire attorneys. We want to protect our money and mitigate our losses. So it is entirely conceivable that there are many other areas that even if I'm not directly involved with those areas, I could be brought in to assist with some of those more complex finance issues given my background.
Very interesting. Brian, what is the most underutilized tool for small business owners to help grow their wealth?
I think there's probably two. The first is going to be just the very basic cooperation. And by that, I mean asking for help outside of your normal sphere. I've seen so many businesses that are afraid to seek outside opinions beyond, say, their management staff or their long-term service providers, be it their accountant or some other service provider. And that could be because of habit, fear, or dozens of other reasons. And by doing that, they almost create an echo chamber where they're not necessarily apprised of new developments that could be to their benefit. The second is, and this is related, they tend to not discuss their overarching goals with a multidisciplinary expert to develop a plan. Again, a good example of this is the underutilization of retirement and fringe benefit plans inside of a business. There is some advantage to the employees of the business from these plans, but the ownership group can reap personal benefits that are multiple orders of magnitude higher than they would share with the employees. This results in a benefit that is well worth the net expense of providing those benefits to the employees. Really, the key thing that I think most small business owners need to do to grow their wealth is to speak with someone who can see the broader picture and develop a coherent plan to move forward. And that's really one of the things that the group here tries to do. So if you think we could be of benefit to you or your business, please pick up the phone and give us a call.
Thanks to our guest today, Brian Seelinger, an attorney at the Knox Law Firm's Erie office. Brian specializes in business and tax law, employee benefits, and public finance and bonds. If you have questions for Brian, he can be reached at the Knox Law Firm's Erie office, 814-459-2800. Once again, that's 814-459-2800. Join us next month for another 5-minute podcast featuring a guest from the Knox Law Firm. Knox Law has offices in Erie, Pittsburgh, and Jamestown, New York. This podcast has been a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and the Knox Law Firm. Learn more at kmgslaw.com. That's kmgslaw.com.